when you find that there are frequent deviations from the process, that's a great time to evaluate if this process is actually working for you and your business. Because a lot of the times, the reason that we deviate from a process is because it's inefficient, because it's clunky, because it's not intuitive. And because there are so many tools, and tools like ClickUp have so much kind of infinite capability, that if we figure out, you know, what is the inefficient point, what's the sticking point, then how can we figure out how to make this more efficient? Or how can we validate that the importance of following this specific process outweighs the convenience of deviating from it?
Welcome to the Inspired to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Phoebe Lay, and in each episode, I will be sharing with you insights from either an inspiring person or myself to help you thrive and shine online and in person. We talk about all things marketing, relationships, money, business, growth, mindset, and more. So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive. What if the thing standing between you and your best creative work isn't talent or time, but the chaos of running your own business? Today, we are diving into how the right systems can actually set your creativity free. I am joined by Gail Fraser, a systems expert and founder and CEO of Work Simple. Gail helps creatives and event industry professionals harness the power of workflow automation so that they can stop drowning in admin work and start focusing on the work that truly lights them up. Based in St. Paul, Minnesota, she's also a dedicated community builder, a local networking powerhouse, and the host of the popular small business workshop, Organizing Chaos, Business Systems for a Better Life. Her mission? Helping people work smarter, not harder, so that they can show up more vibrantly in their business and in their lives. Today, we are going to unpack how systems can transform the way you run your business, whether you're juggling client inquiries, managing projects, or just trying to keep your head above water. Gail, welcome to the show. It is so good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really glad we're having this conversation today, because systems and workflow automation is one of those topics that can feel a little bit dry on the surface, but it actually has such a big impact on how we show up in our businesses. I was literally talking about this in a recent episode where we were talking about business owners and anyone that's juggling a lot of moving parts, and how having the right systems in place is actually a game changer. But before we dive into all of that, I'd love to hear your story. What inspired you to become a systems expert and to start Work Simple?
It was kind of a long, winding path, like many entrepreneurs have. And with systems, I fell into it by accident. So I had dropped out of college at 19, done a variety of roles. And then when I started my corporate career, I actually started in recruiting. So I was hiring interns and recent graduates and basically built that program from scratch in the company that I was working for. And then when I pivoted to a similar role in a new company, they had a really established program, but their systems were really behind. So they were interviewing thousands of people a season. So that would be spring and fall semester. And we're tracking it in an Excel spreadsheet shared across a team of four people, and it was just really lacking the functionality that they needed. And so selfishly, I raised my hand to say, I'll fix it, but I'm not using this. And I learned that I implemented a new project management tool called ClickUp, which I use still, and basically built a system from the ground up that had a lot of automation, a lot of workflow tracking. So being able to see all of the changes that people have made, which is really valuable when you're working in a team, and built a system that just worked better for our team. And that was kind of what triggered me to go into that. I worked in consulting. So I've worked in operational process improvement roles across corporate, nonprofit, and large startups. And I found the work that I love, but didn't love who I was doing them for. And I'm really inspired by small business owners and women business owners. And I knew that they were the people that I wanted to be working with, and that my systems experience and expertise could be applied to help them manage it all and do all of the things that are required of a small business owner, especially when you're one or a few people.
That's a really, really great point. And for those that might not be familiar with the term, I'd love to hear how you define workflow automation and why it matters so much for creatives, event professionals, business owners, and anyone really managing multiple projects at once.
Totally. So workflow automation, especially for my clientele with creative service providers, wedding professionals, can feel like a really scary term of, I don't want to take away the boutique custom service that I provide and that feel that I provide to my clients. But what it can really do is be an extension of you when you're not available. So for example, my clients in the wedding industry who might be working a 12-hour day over the weekend or back-to-back events where they are really hands-on and can't check their email, can't be responding to things, they might still have emails that need to go out, or they might have new inquiries. And automation can help you fill in the gaps where you can have a template that's something you would say. It's the same thing you would write out if you were manually responding to an inquiry response or nudging someone to get their final video call on the calendar before their wedding. And it can step in when you're out working your event and you have to be super present in the day. And so I think where people get a little bit scared of, oh, I don't want to lose that hands-on feel, it can actually improve their client experience because the emails that they would be sending at certain touch points are being sent out when they don't need it or when they're not available to send it. And similar with project management, I know you mentioned it can feel really overwhelming. Many of us are like, I have notes in my paper planner and on my post-its and in my notebook and on my notes app. It can be really hard to track all of those tasks across. And so having one tool where you can store all of that and it's doing some of the dating tasks for you and auto-prioritizing can make it feel a lot more manageable to manage the everything.
That is such a good point, Gail. When we are not managing things systematically, it's so easy for things to slip through the cracks. And often it's those small but critical details, the ones we take for granted or don't think to put a checklist on, that's what ends up making the biggest difference. And I've experienced that myself before as well. If you could share a story with us, I'd love to hear, whether from your own experience or from one of your clients, how has implementing better systems transformed how they run their business or how you've run your business?
Totally. One of my first wedding planner clients was managing everything out of Google Sheets, which is really a common thing that I see in the wedding industry. And depending on how well you've built that tool out, it can function really well for how you need it to. But if you're working in a team, so a lot of wedding planners will bring in additional folks for day of, and so they need to be cued into what's happening when and what their responsibilities are. If you're having that just in one spreadsheet or across multiple, it can be really confusing for when you're bringing in people last minute. And so we built out a custom solution for her in ClickUp, where for each wedding, it has a templated task list from 12 plus months out to the day of the wedding and after for sending out reviews and referrals and things like that. And it has all of the tasks that she knows she needs to get done for every single wedding. And as soon as she signs a new client, she pops that into her workspace. She doesn't have to populate all of those tasks. And then if she has the one-off things that come up that are unique to that couple or unique to that client, she's able to pop those in there. Her workspace is already built to support that. But she doesn't have to go through and add all of those. And she already has all of the dates generalized in there. So it sends her reminders when she needs to check in with her couple or their tasks that she needs to do so that she doesn't have to manually add tasks and manually prioritize them. It saves her a lot of time and also makes her look super organized and on top of it for her clients, and also super able to communicate and effectively share out a plan with her assistants that she's bringing in day of.
Wow, that sounds super effective. For people that are like juggling lots of moving parts then, what would you say is the very first system or automation that you'd recommend that we have in place, especially if we're wanting to save time?
It's a great question, and it depends what you're struggling with most in your business. So the two things that I see most often with creatives are that they have a CRM, but they're not really using it to its full capabilities. And so they don't have that automation built, or they don't have even email templates built. And you can save so much time with not manually responding to inquiries and not having to think about follow-ups with your clients or getting some of those more regularly scheduled calls on the calendar. Your system can do that for you, and almost every CRM has the automation capabilities to handle that. And so that's the one thing that I see pretty frequently, is that my clients either they have and pay for the CRM and they pretty much just use it for sending invoices and contracts. And in reality, it can do so much more to lift the burden. And the other thing I see a lot is people think they buy a CRM and that's their project management tool. And in reality, CRMs are really bad at project management. They're bad at telling you what are all the tasks that I have to do and helping you prioritize. And so a lot of what I see missing from my clients' tech stack is a project management tool that can help them get organized and really stay on top of all the individual tasks they have to do rather than just the project as a whole.
Wow, that's super fascinating. And it sounds like you've had a few aha moments from your work where you've identified a missing gap and then you've put something together. And sometimes a simple workflow tweak can make such a huge difference.
100%. And I see that with my clients every day, of it's going in there and having those conversations. Operations isn't a fun topic for most of my clients, and can be really overwhelming and scary. And so having someone that they can go in with and just help them solve the puzzle and figure out, well, how can we make this easier for you? Or if you do want control over this point of and personalization at this point of the process, how do we still take work off your plate, even if we're not fully automating that piece? And there are still a lot of ways to do that with templates and other things in your tools. And so that's really how I see what I do, is being in there to kind of hold your hand and figure out the puzzle together, rather than, you know, here's the exact right way to do it. It's really custom to each individual.
Do you have any, like, I guess, AI tools or maybe low-hanging fruits for people that are creative that maybe they're not automating, or that you often see people aren't automating when they should?
It's interesting with that you bring up AI. So I offer, with my newsletter sign up, a free ClickUp template. So ClickUp, like I mentioned, is a great project management tool. It's incredibly capable. And that's a great way to like get started with kind of a format in place. And you can customize it as much or as little as you want to.
We love ClickUp at Thrive and Try and Flow.
It's such a great tool and great for every size business, really. It's a great option. And AI is a really sticky one, especially in my industry and operations. It's become obviously such a huge topic. And with the creative industries, and every industry is trying to figure out how can we use this more and how can we use it better. And there's this sticking point of like, does it take away the personality? Does it interfere? Does it help me save time? And the ways that I really see benefit for my clients when thinking about AI is really in a lot of the day-to-day. I think it's a good idea generator when you're coming up against a blocker. So like, I have ADHD, a lot of my clients do as well. And it can be really hard to get started with something if it's like kind of an administrative task and it's just something that you don't want to do, and our brains kind of push back on that. And so being able to say, okay, I put out all of this content, I put together all of these reels or all of these carousels for Instagram, and now writing the copy is going to just be the barrier that I'm not going to get done. And I always recommend that's a great place to step in and have AI generate some ideas for you but always putting your own voice and your own twist into it so that it's less of AI doing it for you and a little bit more of AI being a helper to get you through those barriers. Because I do think that it's still important to have our human voices and human heart behind what we're doing. And then images like AI headshot and things can be really unsettling when we see them. And so that's not the image that you want to associate with your brand, is that people see it and immediately feel like that doesn't feel real. And so I think that's something that I talk about a lot with my clients, of like, there are ways that we can use it to help us that aren't AI replacing us as a person in certain aspects of the workflow.
Yeah, totally. I 100% agree. I think it's really, really important that when we are, even if we're automating and using AI for streamlining our content creation, we definitely always need to cross-check, edit, tweak, and personalize. It's a rare situation to just 100% trust AI. It's really rare. It will always get it right. And there's always something you can tweak. There's always something you can adjust. So yeah, I'm definitely akin to that. I'd love to know your, like, apart from ClickUp, and for those that are listening, ClickUp is an amazing, it's kind of like, you know, it's a great project management tool. It's kind of like a CRM, but like a Monday platform built in one, and it's super useful. But Gail, I'd love to know, what are your go-to tools or platforms for getting organized, and, you know, like, what makes each one of your tools stand out?
That's a great question. I think there are three basic tools that I touch most often, or three different types of tools. The first is CRMs. And with creatives here in the States, HoneyBook is really popular. Dubsado is also a great option. And then those are kind of like the lower tier, is a bad term for it, because they're extremely capable and extremely functional for a lot of small businesses. They cover invoicing, proposals, contracts, payment. So all of that's really important to have, and that's what you need in your tool. And then there's kind of a level up from that. That's going to be like your HubSpot and your Go High Level and Zoho and things that have more of that email marketing component and more of the marketing built in. So those are kind of like an optional next step, especially if that's going to be a big part of your platform. So it's the CRM. So I see HoneyBook and Dubsado most often. They're great tools for creatives. And then the project management tools. Obviously, I use ClickUp most often, but do some work in Notion is another really popular one that has its pros and cons. And then Asana, Monday, all those other tools. But my preference is ClickUp. I think it's the most capable for the best price.
Yeah.
And then the third is a scheduling tool. So I see so many people who do not have a scheduler for their business where they can send out a link and say, get on my calendar, and it shows the available times. And that is going to be a huge time saver. So if you don't have a scheduling tool, your CRM, first check your CRM to see if that's a capability that is included. It is included in most CRMs. So you might already be paying for that and have that capability. Google Workspace allows appointment scheduling. So if you're on Google with your business, you should be able to use Google Appointment Scheduler. And then Calendly is obviously the big one that many people use. And all of them are really effective choices. But that's a really easy win if you are looking for a quick way to level up and you aren't already sending out a get on my calendar type scheduling link for your clients.
Yeah, I think my Calendly link is the most used tool that we have, that we don't even think about how much time it saves. It's just been in my business since day one, and highly recommend it. I don't think I could be sitting here throwing you three times in my calendar, not knowing what times are going to work best for the other person, when they can just go in and just find a time. So that's absolutely one that we endorse as well. And I like that you have, like me, explored all the different tools like ClickUp, Asana, Monday. There are so many. And it's funny that you and I have both gone with ClickUp. And mind you, I'm not being endorsed by ClickUp. I'm just sharing, you know, what works for us. But yeah, I think that, I guess, we take for granted what's available to us. And sometimes we forget that it's there. And a lot of the time I'll find that for us, someone in my team might forget to use a tool that we already have and maybe send me like a Word document when we have like Airtable, for example, where we plot all of our ideas, we put all of our content plan for us and all of our clients. And sometimes every now and then someone might send me, you know, like a post in WhatsApp or, you know, in our chat. And I'm like, no, we've got to go back to the process, even though this is fast. And I understand that sometimes we just want to do what's quickest. Do you find that when we are taking shortcuts, when we stop following a process that we have in place, that there can be some drawbacks to that? Or do you think that, you know, sometimes it's okay to just have a little bit of leeway?
I think it's a good, when you find that there are frequent deviations from the process, that's a great time to evaluate if this process is actually working for you and your business. Because a lot of the times the reason that we deviate from a process is because it's inefficient, because it's clunky, because it's not intuitive. And because there are so many tools, and tools like ClickUp have so much kind of infinite capability, that if we figure out, you know, what is the inefficient point, what's the sticking point, then how can we figure out how to make this more efficient? Or how can we validate that the importance of following this specific process outweighs the convenience of deviating from it? So I see this often with HoneyBook, which is a CRM, runs, it loads really slowly. So it loads pages really slowly. And if you're trying to use that as your primary point of email communication with your clients, it can feel really slow to like pull up your HoneyBook and go into their project and go into their email thread and add out a new email, when you could just like, you have Gmail open on your computer and you could just type out a quick email and that's going to run faster. And then there's this counterpoint of, I pay for this tool, not end all be all, but if I want to have all of my client communications in one place, then I have to kind of deal with the slow loading speeds, unless I want to switch CRMs to something that's going to load faster. And it's those counterbalance points where we kind of have to evaluate, is this process working? Is this working how I want it to? And what am I willing to deal with to have the, usually the convenience of the process is that all of your things are in one place and you're not missing tasks.
Yeah, totally. I think it's definitely really important that whatever process that we choose, we're not like the, I guess the way I speak with my team is, I'm happy for them to deviate as long as they don't skip steps. So sometimes I will notice that something has gone wrong or something's missing. And usually that's when they haven't followed the process. And I'm a stickler for SOPs. I think, I'm sure you will be too, Gail, because I think anything that is repeated needs to be documented, because if it's documented, then you can delegate. And I do spend a lot of time creating SOPs, and thanks to AI, it now saves me a lot of time. But I have found that, yeah, like if there's a deviation, it's usually because that process isn't followed. I also have noticed that there are a lot of tools out there, and you will probably say the same, where there is overlap. You mentioned Notion. We actually used to use Notion. And one day I was like, why are we using Notion? I was just unsure why we had Notion, which was kind of like a bit of my Google Doc or Google Sheets or whatever, and Airtable and, you know, ClickUp. And I was like, why are we using Notion? And I'd love to hear, have you ever kind of come across a tool where you're like, why are we even using this? We've already got this and this, and there was overlap. And what did you do about it?
That's a great question. I was actually surprised that you said you use ClickUp and Airtable, because I find those to be very similar tools or could be built out similarly. And
perhaps we're not maximizing. We might not be maximizing ClickUp. And I think that's where having someone like yourself is really useful and beneficial, because there may be things that we don't even realize ClickUp is capable of doing. So yeah, that's really, really interesting that you say that.
Yeah. So I don't come up on that with my clients super often, because generally with my size clients, they're trying to limit the number of tools that they're using and the number of subscriptions that they have. But what I do find sometimes is that they've tried a bunch of tools and nothing sticks. And so then they have some things that are over here and some things that are, you know, in Notion and some things that are in Asana. And my general approach always is to stay where you're comfortable as much as we can, because it's really hard for, as a business owner who's doing a million other things, to learn a new tool. And so I just recently had a client who's a web designer. She was like, yes, I think I need to move into ClickUp. I've been using Notion and a tool called Outline, and it's just feeling messy and in too many places. And after I looked at her specific needs and her use cases, I was like, well, I think Notion is the right tool for you, but we're just not using it effectively. And so we put together some templates that can replace her Outline tool and put together some resources for her clients. And then we're able to kind of get on a call together and do a cleanup of her current Notion space. So it was feeling messy and cluttered, and there are things that she wasn't using. And so it's like, okay, let's take some of that out then. Let's clear out what you're not using and what's making your space feel messy and make you not want to enter it and making things feel disconnected. And so improved some of the like task linking and things in her Notion workspace to make it a really effective tool when previously it was something that she was ready to abandon. And so that's what I see most often, is people think the tool is ineffective when really it's just not built out effectively for their needs. It might have the capabilities that they need and they're just not using them.
Yeah, that's really important to like be able to identify so that you can shift, because I think that definitely have such an impact on your business. I'd love to hear about your microsystems, Gail. What are some of your microsystems as someone with ADHD that you don't even think about that isn't a software or an online tool, but some like microsystems or micro automations you have in life?
That's such a great question. This relates to how I use ClickUp, but on my phone, I have the ClickUp widget to add a task, and it adds a task to my to-do list. And I just have the statuses set for kind of general buckets like work or home or things like that, so that it's super quick and easy for me to add it to my to-do list straight from my like home screen on my phone. And so like that's one way that I can have a thought come up while I'm making dinner and I can just quick add it and dump it out, because otherwise it will go away and be gone forever is kind of how my brain works. And so I can just kind of get it out on proverbial paper and get it into my system where I can come back to it later. And then I love setting, I'm really bad at time blocking. So if I set a time on my calendar that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, my brain just resists that and it doesn't like to do that. And so I set real boundaries for myself. One of my favorite, I love to make bread. I'm a late to the game sourdough girl. And I found that it's super, super helpful as a real consequences time boundary for me, where you make your dough and then you have to kind of touch it every half hour for a little bit. And then you have a few more hours. And then if it's in the oven for an hour, and having those real chunks of time where it's like, okay, I have 20 minutes and then I have to go do this. And then I have 20 minutes and then I have to go do this, rather than just like it's blocked on my calendar in 20 minute increments where there's no real consequences to.
Yeah, you can just ignore it.
I found that
like drag
super
it drop.
Helpful.
I love that, because so often we try these tips that people say like, yeah, do a 20 minute timer, and then we just ignore it. But if you ignored it where there's bread in the oven, you'll just have to start again, and that's not nice. We want our sourdough.
So whether it's bread or some kind of real timeline, I think that's why a lot of ADHDers are like late to everything, because we get, oh, I have to leave at 3, I'm gonna see how much I can get done before 3. Because it's that real time barrier that feels real versus just sub-arbitrary time that I put on my calendar that I can just move around if I want to and not pay attention to.
Yeah. And I'd love to hear about overwhelm. Have you ever experienced, like, maybe this was before you had these systems in place, but have you ever experienced like mental fog or overwhelm or decision fatigue? And would you say that that is what kind of led you to be a systems queen like you are today?
That's a great question. I deal with overwhelm all the time, still, even with great systems in place, because I currently work a 9-to-5 in addition to running a business. And there are just a lot of things that need to happen in both worlds. And so having my systems helps manage that. But sometimes there's just a lot going on and that feels overwhelming. I have found for myself that the best thing I can do when I'm hitting that wall of where my brain kind of shuts down and it's like, I can't do anything, is not to push through it, but to kind of change environments. So whether that's like, I go for a walk and kind of reset, and then I can maybe come back to it. Or I love to work from a coffee shop. And so like going to work from a coffee shop, physically changing spaces that I'm working in, can really help kind of reset my brain when it's getting to a place where it's just kind of getting stuck and dealing with some of that executive dysfunction. I also lean into periods where I am feeling hyper-focused, and I really benefit from co-working too. So I just went to a co-working session today at a coffee shop with a women's entrepreneur networking group here in the Twin Cities. And it's great to just like be around other people. They call it body doubling in the ADHD world, but it can just be really helpful.
Totally, totally. I get that. I find my workflow is so much more efficient when I'm co-working, but my space is so important too. So I'm part of a network where we get access to 10 co-working spaces here in Melbourne alone. And there are ones where I will get a lot of work done and I'm super deep in my work as well. And I'm really creative and lots of ideas come and I'm in flow state. But there are some also like my home base where it's really social and it's in a warehouse. And I, for some reason, when I'm sitting in that warehouse, I just cannot think about my business and I cannot get deep work. So I really believe that our environment and the body doubling thing, you know, like the people that are around us, has a really big effect on helping us organize that chaos. And speaking of which, you do host workshops that are called Organizing Chaos, where you help small business owners see the value in systems. And I'd love to hear about that. What are these workshops like for a business owner? And what do you do with your clients during those workshops?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of my, when I've done these workshops for networking groups or other women's or entrepreneurs groups, it's a lot of going through some of the basics that we talked about at the beginning. What are the types of systems that you need to effectively run your business? So many small business owners are figuring it out as they go. And that's so normal. And it can feel really overwhelming. It can make you feel behind when you learn like, oh, I didn't know what a CRM was and I didn't know that I needed one. And now I'm just completely overwhelmed because now I have to do the research and figure out which one to use. And so we really go through what are the 5 types of systems that you need to effectively run your service-based business and my recommendations, and then go through some of those basic workflows, like how to get your inquiry form to link to your CRM on your website, how to get some of those email automations in place to auto reply to those, getting your scheduler set up, things like that. So that it's really kind of an operations 101 for service-based business owners. And I really catered it to sort of newer businesses, but I've given this workshop in groups of more established entrepreneurs than myself who have been taking avid notes and asking questions about all these different tools and saying, oh, I didn't know that was a thing and that's going to save me so much time and I didn't know that I needed this tool and asking really engaged questions about it. Whereas myself as a systems person, I'm like, obviously you need these tools, but it's not obvious to a lot of people who are just starting out. They have a creative passion and they're trying to make it come to life and make it work with what they know. And so that's really what Organizing Chaos Workshop is about, is just bringing awareness to how you can run most effectively and making some tangible action steps towards that.
It sounds like it's something that is not only super helpful, but it also could be really fun and engaging as well.
That's the goal. I like to try to make operations as fun as possible because it's not everyone's favorite topic. I enjoy it. I think it's fun. And it doesn't need to be scary and boring. It can be fun and just light and fun and easy too.
I 100% agree. I think that it's something that we can get into the habit of doing. And I believe that we should get into the habit of doing it because, yeah, the more we, I guess, create systems in place, the more time we save. You know, a lot of people don't realize mm-hmm. just how much time can be saved, yeah, by these what might initially feel like a mundane task. You know, it really creates such a ripple effect.
Totally. And I think that's where I make the most impact for most of my clients with the email automation. And you say, oh, I'm going to automate this one email for you. And people see that as like, well, that's nothing. Like, that's not going to save me any time. I already have that in my head. I send it out 12 times a week. But what if you didn't have to send it out 12 times a week? And then that's time that you have back to spend your creative energy on something other than sending an email. And as you automate more and more of those pieces, you're not automating everything, especially in the service space. But as you automate more and more of those little pieces that are more repetitive, that clears up a ton of time overall in your calendar and a ton of energy that you might have otherwise been spending tapping out the same email, which if you're a photographer or you're a graphic designer, that's not how you want to be spending your energy. You want to be spending it doing what you love. And so we can create a template so you can do it one time. But it's really that incremental change of like, you can start with one and see how much time and energy that saves you, and then add in little chunks as we go that clears up your schedule.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree. And I can totally relate to that. And I would really want to find out as well, Gail, in terms of just going back to, because we've just celebrated ADHD Awareness Month, I want to know, what's one piece of advice that you can give to someone who feels overwhelmed by the chaos in their business? And, you know, especially if they're neurodivergent and they are just, they have lots and lots of ideas in their heads. What's one piece of advice you would recommend, or one action step they can take today to help organize that chaos and reduce the overwhelm?
That's such a great question. I really like having one place where I can dump all of my ideas, and I have a space for that in ClickUp, because in my head, especially when I'm feeling really energized, I might have a million ideas kind of rapid firing in my head, and being able to dump those out into my ClickUp space, I'm able to pull them out of my head so that I don't just get super overwhelmed with the chaos that's inside my brain. And I can put it somewhere and know that it's going to be there to come back to, rather than feeling like I have to hold on to it and remember. And I find that that clears up my brain space a lot. And I know you said one piece of advice, but my second piece of advice is to build your systems around you. So if you're a person that has ADHD, it's not possible to show up super consistently and super ritualed and super regimented for most of us. And so build systems that support how you are, rather than trying to fit yourself into a box of what you think an entrepreneur should look like or should work.
Yeah, I love that. I love the advice about creating systems around you and just being self-aware, but also being kind, you know, not pressuring yourself to be a certain way when that's not how you were built, because we all have certain skills and talents and, unique capabilities, and we shouldn't box ourselves in and expect that we need to show up in a certain way just because other people can or society says that we should. Yeah, I think what you just shared is so great, and I really love that. I'm actually going to take that as well and use that in my business.
I love that.
And lastly, I'd love to know, Gail, how do you balance the need for structure, which can help, can be really important, and creative freedom, which a lot of people, you know, I guess some people might need a bit more of, especially say like artists and event planners, those, you know, they crave a little bit more creativity and freedom. How do you balance the need for both?
I think that a good system allows you to show up more creatively. And so that's how I talk about it with my clients, because just like with the emails, if you're spending your creative energy sending out the same email 12 times a week when your system could be doing it for you, a template that has all of the tasks that you need baseline for a photography client or for a wedding client, then you don't have to spend your energy doing that. You get to spend your energy creating and being your most vibrant self and showing up the way that you want to. And so a system that's really set up to work with you as a creative is one that allows you to do your creative or be in your creative genius as much as possible. Mm. And so I think having that structure, which is needed as a business owner to not miss deadlines, not miss tasks that your clients need done or miss steps in your process, that it kind of takes care of that for you and holding you accountable so that you can focus on the parts of your business that you love instead of focusing on trying to manage all of that in your head or across kind of messy systems.
So good. Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much, Gail. This conversation has been so not only practical, but it's also just so, I guess, nourishing, because it's, you know, it does help us to realize that we have so many ways that we can nurture and support creativity and also our dreams and our goals and create a thriving business and success in our own ways, in our own terms. You have clearly showed us that it's not something that is dry, mundane, and boring to create systems in our business, in our life, and there are lots of different ways that we can do it. And I'm really excited to see how the listeners can actually take from this episode and turn that into really effective and efficient, streamlined businesses. So I just want to say thank you so much for your time. It's been such a pleasure having you on this episode today.
It's been great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
And to the listeners, if you want to get your hands on more of Gail's resources and, you know, I guess more insights or practical tips, definitely follow Gail on social media. And Gail, do you have any maybe resources that people can get their hands on, whether it's on your website or social media?
Yeah. So on my website, worksimple.io/the download. You can join my newsletter and get my ClickUp template that I recommend for service-based business owners. It's a great way to start out if you are looking to try out ClickUp and see if it's a good option for you, or looking to implement a project management tool in your business for the first time.
So useful and so practical. I'm definitely going to get my hands on that as well, because we love ClickUp. And anyway, you can streamline things or maximize what you're already subscribed to is always a good thing and an efficient way to be. Once again, Gail, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive.